News Radio 620 KTAR.
Welcome back again to the first Computer Corner Radio Show of the year 2005. Ken is out celebrating the new year, taking it all in, maybe recovering from yesterday. So you've got instead myself, Brandon Disney, and Chad Pyle here in studio to help not only with your computer problems, frustrations, and questions, but your New Year's, your technology New Year's resolutions. Maybe we can give you suggestions of things to do. Maybe we can take your suggestions and, you know, regurgitate them to the masses, or take your phone call. By the way, a free line open at 602-277-5827. And when you call in, we might ask, what is your technology resolution for the year 2005? What thing do you resolve to do, not just hope to do like Chad did, but actually decide I'm going to do? You know, you're resolving to go to the gym more often or eat better or, I don't know, whatever it is that you're resolving to do. Perhaps there should be something for your computer, like keeping your antivirus up to date or making sure you either keep Windows up to date by going to the Windows Update site often or setting up automatic updates, which is a nice convenient way to make that happen. There's all kinds of things that you ought to be doing on a fairly regular basis to your PC, and why not start out the year right by resolving to do it, huh?
Sure.
By the way, you can check out cool resources to cool new products, things that you ought to see come out this year, on our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and scroll down, look where it says resources. There's things, innovations in transportation, the computer of tomorrow, a story about plasma TVs and those being on the out, and a new technology that replaces them that's thinner, cheaper, and cooler, and less expensive, uses less power, all that kind of thing. Cloning, going commercial, watching movies on your cell phone, the future of medicine, improving your golf game, and, of course, commercial space travel, not maybe quite in 2005, but just around the corner.
If you have enough money, yeah, you can do it now.
Of course, anything's possible with enough money, huh?
Sure.
Hey, before we go back to the phones and we talk to Rick and Ginger and Art and Leo and all those other people there that have been hanging out for a few minutes, which we appreciate, perhaps it's time for our Geek Speak of the Week and then our free download of the week. What do you think?
Sounds good.
We'll start with, of course, then our Geek Speak of the Week. It's where we talk to you and tell you about some vernacular, some phrase, some word, some geek speak, something that those guys that wear the pocket protectors and have the thick glasses and they think they're so much better than you,
that
they speak, and we're going to translate it for you so that you know, and you don't have to feel like a doofus when you're talking to them.
That's right. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is keyboard plaque.
Keyboard plaque? Yeah. Is that where you take your keyboard and, like, hang it on the wall like a cool plaque?
No.
No?
No.
Not that kind of plaque?
It's the disgusting buildup of dirt and crud found on a computer keyboard.
And so you take it to, like, the keyboard dentist so they can do a scaling?
Yeah, and they pick at it, and, yeah.
And how much do they charge for that, you think? More than the cost of a $10 keyboard?
Probably, yeah.
Because most of those keyboards that you got that came with that new PC are probably replacement costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 to $12. So if you've got bad keyboard plaque, if you've got a nasty keyboard, if you've got keys, in fact, somebody emailed in saying that there was a couple of keys that when they would press them, it would always type double of that character. For example, I think they said the letter S, the letter N, and the letter M. They were asking, how do you fix that? Well, the easiest way is to replace the keyboard.
Probably because they spilled some type of liquid pop or something all over it at some point.
And the quickest, easiest, probably least expensive way, rather than try to repair, is just replace on that bad boy keyboard.
I just thought of a New Year's resolution.
Which is?
I'm going to buy one of those. They make these keyboards that you can fold up. They're really malleable, and you can stick them in the dishwasher. They're dishwasher safe.
Stick it in the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Then you can clean it once a week. Never get keyboard plaque.
Why would you want to do that?
Because it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And what about our free download of the week?
The download of the week is Weather Pulse. We get a lot of emails and stuff regarding WeatherBug and how people are like, why is WeatherBug bad? And WeatherPulse is an excellent alternative.
WeatherPulse.
Yep.
Kind of a cool thing if you want to know what temperature it is outside and you don't have a window.
And WeatherBug.
You want to know if it's cloudy and you don't have a window.
Right, but especially people who are here just part of the year, snowbirds and whatnot, they can check to see what's like where they live the other half of the year.
Maybe they're in their vacation home somewhere, perhaps?
Sure. Not my bag, personally, but a lot of people use it.
Speaking of vacation home, I hear noise in the background, and that reminds me that it must be Ken who's stumbled on in from his vacation home, it says?
No. I just wanted to check in and say Happy New Year to all the listeners out there because I couldn't be part of the show today. Well, I couldn't be there.
You could be if you chose to be.
Well, no, that would be a bad decision on my part in that my traditional get-together with my family on New Year's Day is going to have to take priority. But wanted to definitely call and wish everybody a Happy New Year.
And to you.
Happy New Year.
It's 2005, as Chad started to point out, and then I corrected him on it. He said it's halfway through the decade. But I said it would need to be June before that was the case.
Well, wouldn't we have to be at the end of the fifth year?
You know, that's all getting real technical now, isn't it?
So, Chad, how do we do with the Control P thing?
Well, I think we're still getting a few emails here and there, but it's starting to die down.
Clearly, three-quarters of the email in our inbox this morning was all about, hey, you guys screwed up.
And by the way, Chad, what I normally did in the past when I made a blunder of this nature was tell people we do that on purpose just to make sure people are reading the newsletter.
Yeah, we
tried that one too.
Didn't work?
I don't think people are buying it.
And that'll teach Chad to just listen to what I say and not think about anything I say, huh?
Right.
Yes, his New Year's resolution, by the way, is to check the keyboard shortcut before he publishes to 35,000 people.
Oh, please. why would you start doing that?
You know, just for fun.
All right. Well, I'll leave you guys to your washable keyboards and your fun with.
You got a technology resolution? Something you've decided that it's time I started doing this on a regular basis or stop doing that? Something for 2005?
Yeah, I think my resolution is to have my cell phone do even more this year.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, hey, Adam brought us a news story that cell phones are going to start playing movies. So there you go. We can add that to the list of things that they do, and we can keep making phone calls off the list of things I do well.
And I know I will have achieved my destiny when my cell phone battery lasts about 12 minutes.
A full 12 minutes without charging?
There you go.
Hey. All right. Be safe and Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to everyone out there. Take care and be safe.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, another thing that's on the horizon, considering what Ken just mentioned about batteries, fuel cell technology with hydrogen is also being implemented into electronic devices as an alternative for power. It's much more efficient.
Very cool. If you want to see resources, more information is what that translates to, about innovations in transportation and fuel cells in general, you can check that stuff out at our website, datadoctors.com. Look under the resources section. Also, you'll see there all kinds of other cool stuff, including a story about movies on your cell phone. Funny enough, huh?
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that. I can't imagine. Let's see what we're doing. Time-wise, I think we're going to go ahead and grab Rick, who's got a question about XP Service Pack 2. And before we get to that question, Rick, first of all, Happy New Year, and what is your technological resolution, huh, for 2005?
Happy New Year, guys, and a great
Thanks.
Program.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I think my technological.
See, it wasn't just me that thought that was bad. All right.
Is organization, man. My computer inside files and stuff's a mess, and I got to clean it up. So I've already started on it the last couple of days.
Get that stuff cleaned up. Now, before you start getting too crazy with cleanup, let me just remind people who go cleaning, sometimes you make problems that weren't there. So before you do that, back up your critical files in case you accidentally clean up too much.
Ooh, I back up my whole system.
There you go. So, what your question about XP Service Pack 2, what do you got?
Okay, real quick, of course everybody knows about that. That information pop-up bar that keeps flying up in front of me, every web page I do, every other web page, I get that bar that pops up. And I've gone through everything that they've told me to do. If when you click on it, you go to the settings and you turn the pop-up blocker off and you uncheck the boxes and everything, that thing still keeps coming up. Can I get rid of it?
Do you want to have pop-ups?
No.
No, you just don't want to be notified about them?
Well, I've got another program that takes care of that. I don't like that particular one that the Windows came with. Is there some way to turn that off?
Tell you what, I've never tried to turn it off, but I'm sure it's not that hard to disable. Do you subscribe to our newsletter?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and research exact steps, and we're going to put them into our follow-up show newsletter. So if you stay tuned to that, we'll have exact step-by-step instructions of how you can disable that, and we'll throw in there just for an extra, good time, some alternative pop-up blockers. We particularly like the Google Toolbar.
Oh, that's great.
We'll throw in a couple of those pop-up blockers that we do like, and instructions on how to disable the one in case you don't like the one built into the new Internet Explorer with Service Pack 2.
Okay.
All right.
Can I get one more quick one?
You got $3?
Yeah.
All right. Send the $3.
Put it on the card.
Okay. We'll do that. Yeah, go ahead and ask your quick one.
Okay. The other one is I got a 250 gigabyte hard drive, okay? I've got Service Pack 2 on there. Now it's already recognized a new over 137 gigabyte feature that Windows XP didn't recognize, okay?
Okay.
So how do I get that back to its 250 gigabyte capacity, you know?
Right,
you can't do it when you install.
Right now you probably have two different partitions probably on that drive, is that
I
correct?
I do.
Okay, and so you want to know how do I get that back all into one partition?
Correct.
Well, it's a little bit easier said than done. Number one, first step is for sure make sure you have a good backup. Number
correct.
Two is you're going to need probably some third-party software. And there's
okay.
some stuff out by a company called PowerQuest called
okay.
Partition Magic.
Yeah, I know that.
That's the stuff I'd recommend. It's going to be probably a $40 plus or minus piece of software.
Okay.
You're going to install that piece of software, and it will allow you to go in and eliminate. You're going to have to take all the data that's on the second partition. The easiest way is to get it off of there and
correct.
Put it onto the first partition, and then you'll be able to eliminate that second partition and stretch the first partition to take the full capacity of the drive.
That'll work.
So make sure you get the latest version of PowerQuest, Partition Magic, and you should be able to get that accomplished.
That'll work, gentlemen. Thank you very much, and have a happy new year.
Thanks,
thank
you.
You
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a cool question. How do I take this and do that? Now, I wouldn't recommend a general novice user do that kind of thing. If you've got a 250 gig drive, be happy with the two partitions. Live with them, because it can get kind of hairy real easily, and if you're going to do it, by all means, back up that data first, because otherwise, there are situations where that can go bad, and you
very
won't be happy.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got Ginger, who wants to know about free antivirus software. We got some advice for her, and for you, it's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
It's the largest natural disaster in modern times. The tsunami's destruction is having a global impact.